This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God can handpick anyone to be used in His service. Recently, I talked about how our prior acts don't disqualify us. And in this instance, I was talking about God's love. You know, we tend to hold on to things from our past, but He has forgiven us long ago. Today, I am thinking more about who He chooses to use for His service. And of course, I am still reflecting on that passage about Jesus' encounter with this Samaritan woman. I tell you, the Gospel of John chapter 4, this passage is just layered with lesson after lesson. But there's this conversation that goes on between Jesus and this Samaritan woman, and He told her that He knew that she had been married 5 times before, and the man she was currently living with was not her husband. And this woman was so moved by the fact that Jesus knew about her past, she ran back to her town and told everyone to come and meet a man who knows everything I ever did. And as a result, this woman, a Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times previously and was currently living in sin, still brought an entire town to come to Christ. And so sometimes we can be so quick to see ourselves or others as unworthy, forgetting how God can still use us to impact the lives of others. So the next time that word unworthy comes into our mind, let us cling to these words. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Philippians 2:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, God could be handpicking you for His service.